Thank you for calling XPO. This is Marvin. How may I help you?
Hey, Marvin, it's Charlie from store 8HO263 Home Depot. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Good. Marvin, I had a customer that had a XPO install scheduled for today. They came out, they looked at her situation, said that the drain hose and the fill hose that were delivered to her were too short, and they walked out. And I guess they didn't have any parts or anything with them. So we need to reschedule them to go back out. I called the delivery company, Ralph's, and they're going to get a new set of the 12-foot long hoses up to the customer on Thursday.
Okay.
Can you have somebody go back and install this on Friday, please?
Okay. If it's available, what's the customer's is this Best Buy or Home Depot?
Home Depot, sir.
Okay. What's the telephone number with the area code?
Telephone number with the area code is 847-638-0253.
Okay, just a second.
Thank you.
Okay, just a second. It's going to take a second for me to upload the information.
Sure, sure. All right, thank you.
I'm still waiting for it to come up. Just a second.
Yes, you're fine. Thank you.
Okay, and could you verify the customer's first and last name?
Barb Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.
Okay, and finally, could you verify the address, the service address?
296 W. Sable Palm Place.
Okay, and...
W as in West.
Okay, just a second as I look at this.
Sure, sure. I appreciate your help.
Okay, and you said that that you did speak directly with the installer.
And I talked to MDO. No, I did not talk to the installer. You're the installer.
No,
I talked
to
the customer.
Okay, I thought you said you did.
This
talk
XPO?
With the installer. No, this is yes, this is XPO. We do the scheduling for the third party installers.
Okay. No, I didn't talk to the installers. I thought that you guys were the installers. I didn't know how all that works, sir, but here's the scenario. I got a message from one of my coworkers. I called the company that does the delivery. They have the parts. They're going to drop them off on Thursday. Then I called the customer and explained to her what was going on. Then I'm calling you to find out if you can get schedule somebody to come out there to redo the install. They left there within the last 15, 20 minutes, however long we've been on the phone. They left 2 minutes before that. And then the next thing I did was call you, and I am requesting that you get them to go back out there, same guys or different guys, doesn't matter to me, to now hook it up now that we're going to have the right parts there on Thursday. The customer is going to be available on Friday if we can schedule that for them. Are you with me?
I'm sorry, I hit my mute button. I'm sorry. Okay, I can schedule for Friday.
Great.
I can schedule for Friday. Just a second of that.
I said that'd be great.
Okay, just a second.
Yes, sir.
Well, I note this. Just a second.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. That's me. Hey, Bobby. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I went ahead and scheduled that for the 19th. Now, the customer will receive a call after 6 p.m. on the 18th with the time frame for the 19th.
You can't give me a time yet?
No, so that we don't can give out the time frames. That's done by the installer's office.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
That'll do it. Thank you.
Okay, we do thank you for calling into XPO, and you have a nice evening.
Thank you.